Your breath catches in your throat as the blindfold closes around your eyes and the knot goes tight at the back of your head. It's like I told you, I don't want you to see what I'm about to do with you, what I'm about to do to you, to your body. I just want you to sense me. You feel my warm breath wash over your neck and shoulders as I begin to trace tiny kisses up towards your chin, your cheek, your mouth. Your lips part for me and our tongues dance together eagerly as I slowly run my hands up and down your beautiful body, exploring every curve, memorizing every tiny detail. I shift behind you, and you draw in a ragged breath as my hands caress your chest, my thumbs tracing teasing circles around your nipples, causing them to tense just before I reach up further and pinch them hard, eliciting a delightful grunt of surprise from you. The perfect blend of pain and pleasure. I turn your face towards mine and press my mouth against yours, slipping my tongue inside once more, one hand still grasping your chest while the other sinks down below your waist. Your breath hitches again as I brush against the front of your boxers and feel your body react. You're instinctively pushing and rubbing against my hand as I slowly run it up and down against the growing bulge beneath that thin fabric. You inhale sharply and start to quiver as I pull them down just far enough to allow my fingertips to graze against the soft skin of your hard cock. The tip is already slick with pre-cum. And I can feel how excited you're getting, how eager. Your breathing becomes more rapid, your face grows flushed, your body is begging me for release. But you can't have it, not just yet. I withdraw my hand, and this time the moan that slips from your lips is of disappointment and frustrated need. You bite your lip and whimper, signaling your desire for relief, and it's so delightful to watch. Patience, my love. There's no hurrying here. Time has stopped for us, and all that matters in this infinite moment is our pleasure, yours and mine. You'll have your release soon, I assure you. And I wrap my arms around you again, breathing in your musky, heady scent, savoring each moment we share. Another passionate kiss, and I run my hands up and down your nearly naked body, causing you to shiver in anticipation. I ball my hand in your hair before pulling it hard and growling in your ear, reminding you of who you belong to, that you are mine. All you can do in that moment is whimper in agreement and sigh in pleasure. Do you want more? I ask. Yes, you whimper. More, you beg. You can't see it, but I smile at this. What a good boy. That's what I want to hear. I guide you to the bed, making sure you don't hurt yourself, and slowly lie you down, watching you wince slightly as I hold your wrists above your head and tie them to the bedpost. I can't help in that moment but step back and admire the view. Every inch of your magnificent body, so perfect in every way to me, is on display, completely open. And I stand in quiet awe at the level of trust you show me. I wish I could communicate to you my innermost desires, all the things I want to do to you, to caress and torture and protect and tease, to send you drifting off into the world of dreams in a state of rapturous bliss, to ravish and worship you forever, to ensure that you never go to sleep lonely or unsatisfied ever again. I wish I could, but I can't. So actions must take the place of simple words. I lower myself onto the bed in front of you and reach down to peel off your boxers, revealing a throbbing erection. You're so ready for this, and so am I. I lean down to kiss and worship you in your most private and sensitive area. My tongue, my mouth, my fingers, dancing across the soft, delicate flesh before I take your shaft fully into my mouth and then deeper into my throat. As I keep going, stroking you with my tongue, I'm forced to grip your thighs and push them back down. It's all I can do to keep you still as you squirm and moan in ecstasy. It's not long before I climb on top of you, push you deep inside me, and we grind hard against one another, lost in the agonizing pleasure that can only come from two bodies melting into one. With every slow turn and thrust of my hips, I send you spiraling further into uncontrollable bliss, making your toes curl as we near another mutual orgasm, of which we've since lost count. Time fades away for us, and the only thing left is the intoxicating delirium of our passions. Finally, we both collapse, and I rest atop your body, my head on your chest, as we catch our breath, spent and satisfied, sticky and exhausted. I lean over and whisper something in your ear. You smile as I slowly pull myself away from you, leaving you right there on the bed, wrists still tied to the bedpost. And you lie there in a haze, a stupor of sexual satisfaction. You let out a contented sigh as you recall every sensation you just experienced. Am I still there? You can't tell. Maybe I've already left the room. Maybe you're all alone now, in the dark, still tied up. So sexy. So helpless. Or maybe I'm still right there, right in front of you, watching your chest rise and fall as you gradually come down from your euphoric state, watching you as you let the pleasant fatigue of your afterglow take over your senses, watching, running my eyes across every delicious curve of your body as I decide what I'll do to you next.